Let the church say amen this morning.
Amen.
God has been good once again, and God is still good to us all of the time. This morning we ought to be glad that God has allowed us to be here once again.
Right, preacher.
And every time you get here, and every day that you get up, you ought to be thankful to God for giving you one more opportunity to call out and call upon His name. This morning, before we go any further, let us go to God in prayer. O righteous and wonderful God of heaven, Creator and Maker of all things and all people and everyone, O Lord. Thank You this morning, Lord, that You have blessed us to be here. Thank You for the church that Your Son died for, O Lord. Thank You that we are members in the church. And in particular, we thank You that we are able to be here at the Church of Christ on Stony Island. Thank You, O Lord. Praying this morning for the leaders here and their families, that they may continue to be strong and lead the congregation. We pray for those who are sick and shut in, those who may be traveling, and those who are grieving this morning. Father, we thank You and we pray this morning for those who must make critical decisions at a time in their lives when they need strength in order to find out what they need to do. And Father, we just pray that they come to You and ask of You, what should I do, Lord? We pray for those who must make those decisions and continue to have strength that they may carry on. Thank You, O Heavenly Father, for all that are here this morning. And we pray for those who may be still coming, that if it be Your will, You would allow them to get here. And Father, we pray for their safety en route. We pray for those who have traveled across the world, across the nation, and across this country, O Lord. We pray and ask You, Father, to give them safety that they may return once again. We pray for the parents who are raising their children, O Lord. We pray that You give them strength to deal with their children on a daily basis, O Lord. And we pray, O Lord, and ask You to be with those who have to deal with their children, that they may find strength in the children through Your Word and have strength for the children. Thanking You, O Heavenly Father, for the church once again and for all of its members here today. And we pray and ask You, Father, to be with us all now. In the name of Your Son, Jesus, we ask it all. Let us say, amen. This morning, before I get into the lesson this morning, we have been concerned for a little while about Sister Alexandra. I want to let you know that I did hear from Sister Alexandra. She left me a message, and she said that she would ask all of you to continue to pray for her. I didn't get her back when I tried to reach her. She said she's been through some trials, and she's still got a good ways to go, but she asked that you continue to pray for her just the same. So let us continue to remember those who are sick and pray for those who in need of our prayers. This morning, we want to look at the 100th division of Psalms, and we want to speak from a subject, giving thanks to God. And why? Because Thanksgiving is here, and we like to get together, you know, as we approach this time of the year where families, many families gather together. They enjoy each other's company. They eat lots of food and drinking lots of drinks, and in particular, we enjoy this time of the year because it gives us time as Christians to pause and take note of what we have been doing all year long, and that is giving thanks to God. We watch as those who present their thanks to God because of the time of the year, but we understand and we know that we are to give God praise and honor and thanks the entire year, not just one or two days out of the year. Many of us, I should say, we've read Psalms 95, and you know what Psalms 95 in verse number 2 says? Psalms 95 in verse number 2 says, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms." So this morning, let us remember to ask God in everything we do and pray and thank Him for everything that He does for us. We understand that this is a time of the year when we should not only be giving thanks to Him, but we should also have a lifelong attitude of thanksgiving. So when I stand here today, I think about some of us, and I just want to let us know we need to give thanks to God for all days. Every time you get up, every time you wake up, every time you stand up or sit up, you ought to say, "Thank You, Lord." You ought to say thank you because we didn't have to have the strength to get up. So let us look at this subject this morning in this text, giving thanks to God. In that 100th division of Psalms, he started off by saying, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and that he has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." But I want you to take note of verses 4 and 5. "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praises. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations." When you notice in the text there, especially in particular in those couple of verses, but we're going to visit the other verses too. But notice verse number 2. It says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." Many people have memory problems when it comes to remembering the blessings that God has provided for them. Many of us forget that God is the author and finisher of our race, and we must be thankful to him. But many of us have problems when it comes to remembering the blessings that he has provided us. Here in this first few verses of Psalms 100, Israel is called upon to be thankful to our Creator. To Israel, Israel was like many today who have difficulty in remembering God. Back a little bit further in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, a reminder was issued for those who think that God should only be remembered on a certain day or a certain season. The book says, "Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth." You got to understand that, and you must know that God gives us the opportunity to do the things that we need to do in order to get our living made. Some people today, they want to forget about God, except during this season of the year. I've heard those who say that, well, this is the reason for the season. You've heard the story, you've heard the quotes, and you've heard people who say things like that. But I just like to remind us that the day we call Thanksgiving didn't come around until the 1600s. That was the first Thanksgiving in the 1600s. God had already been living thousands of years before that. Isn't that right, church? It was 1600 years after Christ, and God has been good to us long before there ever was a Thanksgiving. And I know that some of us, we like this season of the year because we like to get together with the family. We like to sit down and we like to tell old tales and swap stories and eat a lot of food and carve the turkey and enjoy ourselves. But I just like to say to you that God has been good to you more than on Thanksgiving Day. God has been good to us for as many years as you are living. God has been good to you. And some may say, well, God didn't do so well for me because I'm sick, but you're still here. You're still here. So then when you think about it, some like to boast of themselves of how great they have become, how they have achieved goals and a golden status in this organization or in that organization. Yet they fail to give daily thanksgivings to God. In the 78th chapter of Psalms, around about verse number 9, the Bible speaks to that very topic. It says, "Why that they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. How that he parted the sea and allowed them to pass through on its waters." You know, if I had been one of those children of Israel, and I remembered the time that when my back was against the soldiers and my back was against the sea and the soldiers were coming behind me, what would I have done except that the Lord parted the Red Sea that they could cross over? By day he led them with a cloud, and all night long he gave them a light of fire. He brought streams out of the rock, caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet with all of this goodness, they refused to walk in his law. How many of us today, with all the good things that God have given us and that God does for us, how many of us have forgot that we owe a debt of thanksgiving to the Lord? today as well as all of those Israelites that back in those days of yesteryear, thanksgiving or thanking God should be every day in the life of a Christian. Every day should be a day of reflection on what God has done for us. What God has done for us, you might ask the question, preacher, what has God done for us? Well, God answered some, if not all, of your prayers. Thank Him for the answers, whether they were yes or no. Has God directed you in some critical decision that you need to make? Give Him thanks for helping you make that critical decision. Has God supplied all your needs, as He stated in Philippians 4 and 19? Give Him thanks for that. When we come to take an inventory of our lives, we can then appreciate. When we look at our lives and look at it closely and take this inventory, we can appreciate Psalm chapter 23 and verse number 6, where the Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Give thanks to God for His past blessings every day of your life. Thank Him because He allowed you to move to where you're at today. Look at the text again. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. If you think your mother and father made you, you got another thing coming. It is God that made us, church. Then give thanks to God. And be thankful forevermore. Then you ought to thank God because He is still blessing us. He is still blessing us even today. In Lamentations, the book that we never hear much about, where it was written by Jeremiah, mostly as poetry, but with a lot of insight into the destruction of Judah and Jerusalem. There is still a lot of wisdom in that book. And so look what he writes in chapter 3 and verse number 22. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because His compassion fails not. It is because of His mercy that we are not consumed. It is because His compassion that we fail not. Many of us still think that it's all about me. We know we want to think of how good I look. How well I'm eating. How healthy I am. And it's not in you, it's God's compassion, church. Some think of only what they used to do and fall under the misconception that God is not doing much for me now. If He didn't do anything but wake you up this morning, you got something to be thankful for. In Psalms 23, and again, the prayer says, He maketh me to lie down, but it doesn't say that He has to get you up. It just says, He maketh me to lie down. Now, when you lie down at night and when you drop off in your sleep, you don't know what's going on. Basically, you're dead to the world. Isn't that right, church? And if God didn't gently send an angel and His grace to tap on your shoulders, you may not wake up. But God has awakened us. He awakened us this morning, and many of us got ready this morning, and we came out to the Lord's house this morning. And I thank God that I was able to slip my feet in a pair of shoes and put my clothes on and come to the Lord's house. But I think about His compassion and His mercy. I think about just how good God is to us. I think about God and all of His goodness and all of His grace and all of His love and mercy toward us. How good is God to you? Well, you need to ask yourself that question. You need to ask yourself the question of just how good God is. Just when you feel that you don't feel the need anymore to give thanks to God, guess what happened? That's when Satan moves in on you. When you don't think I need God anymore, that's when Satan moves in on you. We ought to continue to be thankful to God because we pray for our future blessings as well. God is so good to us. He has allowed us to be blessed much more than most of us deserve to be. Notice in verse number 4 of the text. Look at verse number 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. That means you ought to call up on His name and thank Him every time you get an opportunity to say thank you, Lord. And I know many of us will use the excuse, I don't know how to pray. Well, if you know how to talk, you ought to know how to pray. If you know how to say, thank you, Lord, thank you, God, for what you have done for me, Brother Jackson, you ought to be able to just let God know, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you have done so much for me. If for no other reason than the fact that He allows us access to Himself. Even more importantly, look at verse number 5. And verse number 5 says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth for all generations. So what does that mean? That means that the Lord is good and He'll be there forever. It means that He'll allow us to have access to Him as long as we are alive. Have you ever bought an item at the store, I should say? If you've ever bought an item at the store and they give you a guarantee for it, but it's not an everlasting guarantee. And I know some offer a lifetime warranty on certain things. But that's only as good as till your life is over. But everlasting, God will be there everlasting and eternally. That's good throughout all your lifetime and the lifetime hereafter as well. So when you think about it, church, God will be there if we just learn to be obedient. But we also must remember what the book of Philippians tells us. Not to be anxious for anything. Not to be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and supplication. With here's that word again. Thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Giving thanks to God is part of our Christian duties. No matter what bothers you, let God know about it. Somebody might say, well, I hate to dump all my troubles on God. Well, He knows about them anyway. He already knows about them, and if you think you've got trouble, just look at your neighbor, and your neighbor may have more troubles than you have. Not only in our times of trouble. I remember reading in Isaiah where it says, the Lord says, fear not, I am with thee. In old age, He will not leave us. How do you know, preacher? Because David knew a little bit of something about it. He asked God in the 71st division of Psalm, he said, cast me not off in my old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. He will not leave you, church. While you may be young and beautiful today, you just keep on living. Keep on living, and then you'll be some younger person's pain, just like you think some of the old people are today. Just live on, church, and you'll see He will not even leave you in the hour of death. Psalms 23 again. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. When the pains of life become unbearable, when we need comfort, He will be there. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Can you do all things, church, if you allow Christ to help you? Of course you can. God will be there. Look at the text again. For the Lord is, in verse 5, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth for all generations. He can make us feel contentment when everything around us is in turmoil. The word for I have learned to be content for no matter what state I'm in. That's what Paul said. He can lift your feet out of the sinking sand. And yes, He can put them on solid ground. If you really want to enjoy Thanksgiving, center it around Christ this morning, church. Not only Thanksgiving, but make every day a giving of thanks to Him. Look at the text again. Enter into it in verse 4 this time. So let's start at verse 1 all over again. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let somebody know about the Lord in your life. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye, you need to know this, that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth for all generations. Now, I got a little bit of something, and I'm almost done now, but I got just a little bit more to say about enduring for everlasting, or enduring everlasting. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth for all generations. Now, that tells me that God ain't going no place. You may go somewhere, but God ain't going no place. God is not going anywhere. You've got to learn to give thanks to Him. And when you sit down this Thursday or this Thanksgiving Day, as we call it, and you begin to carve and eat the turkey dinner that you have been that has been prepared for you, I want you to not thank so much and give thanks to Jewel for selling you that turkey, but I want you to thank God for He created the land and the man that raised the turkey to send it to Jewel that you may go get it. So thank God for everything. Thank God for the turkey that you're about to eat, but then thank God because you are able to eat it. You know how many people, I heard just a report, I believe it was last night on the news, that some of the food shelters, they're not giving away turkeys this year because they had to use the money to buy food for people to eat on because of the economy we live in. And rather than give out a few turkeys, they'd rather give more food to more people so they don't have a turkey. So there may be somebody that's not going to have a turkey. But thank God when you sit down at your turkey, you need to remember that it's God who gave you that turkey. And then when you remember that the Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth for all generations, when you remember that one day you're going to come to leave this world and you want something somewhere that'll help you get through your days of the evil times and the days that you may be getting ready to go through, I know that sometimes on this earth we have problems in this life, and problems are not only for non-Christians. Problems are for Christians too. Oh yeah, Christians have problems. And I know there are those who say, well, now that I'm a Christian, I'm not going to have any problems anymore. That's what you think. That's just what you think. You're going to have more problems now that you are a Christian, because the devil is going to be working twice as hard to get you now. Oh, he's going to put some stumbling blocks before you. He's going to tell you that, especially if you're a man, he's going to tell you, that woman over there sure do look good. She looks much better than your wife. And he's going to tell you, ladies, he's going to say, see that guy over there? He works out. Look how buff he is. And look at your husband at home. He don't look so good anymore. Well, neither do you. So when you think about a church, when you thank God this Thanksgiving, thank God for everything that's going on in your life, even the bad stuff, because you've got to learn to accept some bad stuff in order to get to the good stuff sometimes. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and praise. You ought to be able to thank God every day of your life. And even on a bad day when it's 6 feet of snow, 6 inches of snow out on the ground, and you got a little bit of food in your house to eat. And I know some of us don't like to think of eating without having certain foods on our meal. If you are a steak person, you think filet mignon where somebody else thinks bologna. But I tell you something, if you've got a bite of food in your house, you need to be thankful. If you've got something to drink like water in your house, you need to be thankful. If you've got just a little bit of heat in your house and it's freezing cold outside, you ought to be thankful. If you've got a little bit of money in your pocket and your next door neighbor doesn't have anything in his pocket, you ought to be thankful and you ought to pray for your neighbor. But thank God every day of your life, because God has always been good to us. And any time that you think God is not good to you, think of the alternative. And I think you'll think that God is much better. He looks much better in that light than when you think that He's not good to you. So enter into his gates with praise. His life, his mercies are everlasting, and he endureth forever. So when you get up this Thursday morning, if you live to this Thursday morning, I'm not wishing anything on anybody, I'm just telling you the truth. If you get up this Thursday morning and you slide your feet or your chair under the table and you look at this turkey laying up there, remember that where it came from. Don't remember where you picked it up from. Remember where it came from. And thank God for it.
Amen.
And then when all is said and done, when everything has come to an end, the day has you have thanksgiving out, and your day is about to end, then you can fall down upon your knees once again and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to make it through this day. And most of all, some of us need to pray that we don't overeat on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular. You just need to thank God that I don't overeat, because it's not good for your health. It's not good for your waistline. And it's not good for you to be a glutton. And I'm just speaking the truth once again. I'm not talking about anybody. So if you want to learn to be thankful to God for what he has done for you, if you want to really know the meaning of Thanksgiving, give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. And become a member of the Lord's church. Well, how do I do that, preacher? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. Yes, it's a little chilly, but Brother Jackson don't mind. He'll get in the water with you today. And if you're already a member of the Lord's church, but somewhere, just somewhere along the line, you went a little bit astray, you can come back by asking God to forgive you for your past. Ask the church to pray for you that you may gather strength. And I don't know of anybody anywhere that hasn't made a fault somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter if you come up and make the confession. But all of us are guilty of sin and somewhere along the line. So don't ever be ashamed to come forward. And when you get up here, like I like to tell you, turn around, face the audience, and let the audience know that I'm asking you to pray for me. You don't have to tell us what you did, but just say, I'm asking the church to pray for me that I may gather strength. If we together stand, while we together stand, and we can do this.
667. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you worry all of victory when there's wonderful power in the blood? There is power, wonder working power. In the blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb.